Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, we've had a really busy week. I know you've had a really busy week. It's been lots of good stuff.
I'm telling you, I think all that moon activity in January has really catapulted everybody into a new space, don't you?
I think so. Did you actually get up in the middle of the night and go check it out like I did?
You know, I was tempted, but I went out and took a photo about 10 p.m. and I thought, you know what, how much bigger can it get?
You know what, the color was incredible. And then watching the moon disappear for a few minutes and then reappear was really, really cool. I had never actually seen that before.
Well, I saw the eclipse in, what was it, August, up in the city where you could see it the best. My cousin has a house on the lake. So that was amazing. But you know what? When I watched it on CNN, it looked even better. So I thought, you know what? I'm not getting up at 4 a.m.
You're just going to watch it. You weren't going to watch it live and in person. You're going to watch it on television. I can't say I blame you there. It was a little early for sure.
I thought it was cool because they had a huge bay window while we were out on the patio watching the eclipse. And I took a picture of that and CNN on the TV through the window. It was kind of weird, but fun.
CNN's got some amazing cameras for sure. Yeah, I know. I love it when they show the photos of these eclipses, and you can see them so much better than you can even in person.
Well, those cameras they have nowadays, my gosh, you can see a fly on, you know, a mile away somewhere.
I know. It's like the U2 spy plane in reverse going the other way.
Exactly. We won't go there though, huh?
No, we won't. Cindy, I want to hear about what we're going to be talking about today. What's our word of the day?
Time for the word of the week.
Lemon.
Lemon. Are we going to be making lemonade?
Well, I always make lemonade. You know what? Add a little tequila and I'm there.
Just a little? Come on now.
Yeah, just it's a bunch.
Little. I bet it's a bunch.
No, when you do a bunch, my eyes just close.
You and everybody else.
Well, I have a college story there that isn't suitable for radio, but.
Yeah, we're going to. It's going to have to be on another channel, probably.
Yeah, probably another show. But anyway, I thought lemon would be suitable for word of the day. It means a person or thing that proves defective or imperfect or unsatisfactory. In other words, it is a dud. And yes. What was really cool when I was researching the appropriate definition for this, it actually said, his car turned out to be a lemon. How perfect is that for our show today?
Defective or unsatisfactory. Absolutely. You know, there's going to be a lot to talk about today in that very same thing. And this concept applies not only to cars, but we're going to be discussing that as well about how this also applies to other products and services that you may be purchasing.
Well, I was so excited to actually meet Betraya to learn that there's actually someone who can specifically help you with this exact thing. Because, you know, you hear about a lot of different people helping folks that need some help legally. But I mean, how many times have you heard people complain about their car?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that you take it for granted. It should just work. And when it doesn't, it really throws a massive wrench, not to throw a pun in there, throws a massive wrench into your daily life, because if that thing's breaking down or giving you problems or being unsafe, which is even worse, I mean, that is a huge burden on you. One more thing you don't need to be thinking about or dealing with.
Well, transportation's right up there with money. If you don't have either one, you really can't get much done in your life, can you?
No, there's so much that you have to do. It's such an integral part of your life. Well, unless you're living in one of the big cities where everything's all public transportation, yeah, your car can definitely be a lifeline to money making for you. That's for sure.
Exactly. Well, I have a quick little story I'll share. I have worked in business management all over the country, and most every position I had came with a company car. And one position I had this little Chrysler station wagon, you know, the little boxy kind.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I was working in, I was in Ohio, West Virginia. And West Virginia is so hilly, I would try to get that car to go up one of those great big mountains. And oh my gosh, it just would barely make it up the hill. And then it kept breaking down. This was a brand new car. I'm like, what? So when I got home from my first or second trip with this lemon, I called corporate office and I said, you know what? If this car dies on one of those mountains, I'm going to go over one of those hills and nobody will ever hear from me again. And I am not going to travel until I have a car that can handle the terrain that works. And you can call my boss and tell me why I'm not going to my businesses to manage.
And things got fixed very quickly, I'm sure.
So this is a be careful what you ask for story, because then guess what they gave me?
I have no idea. What did they give you?
It was the ugliest car I'd ever seen in my entire life. It was one of those huge Chevy station wagons with the wood panel sides.
Oh my gosh. They gave you one of the Griswold station wagons. It was like you were touring the United States.
I felt like putting a little sticker on it that says, no, I don't have any kids.
A National Lampoon's office vacation. Not what you wanted.
Oh my God. So you know what? Fortunately for me, my home office dealt with that lemon. But unfortunately, it wasn't mine to deal with. But I have never had a car in my entire life that was new. In fact, my used cars I bought never worked that badly. So I don't even know what happened in the factory, how that can happen. You know, maybe Petrea can shed some light on that for us. But I lucked out. I had, you know, a big corporate office to go after the people that handled the fleet of cars. And I'm sure they didn't give them any grief because there wouldn't be buying any more cars from them for us.
Very, very true.
Yes. So Cindy, go ahead.
I just want to ask you, in your coaching, I want to talk about that a little bit today. In your coaching, especially some coaching that you've done in the past couple of weeks, tell me a little bit about what happens when you find one of your clients and they are in a place where they're not getting exactly what they're wanting to get out of their presentation.
Well, in alignment with today's show, what I can tell you is what almost every single person that has worked with me has said, that worked with other coaches before me, was, gosh, I wish I would have worked with you first. And yes. I'll just share one story with you. A woman that I worked with recently told me that she spent five figures over 2 years working with a coach. And what she wanted my help with in a workshop that I was doing was she didn't have a 30-second pitch that she liked. And I was shocked that in 2 years, the coach she had been working with did not get her a 30-second pitch that she was happy with.
Wow.
So before she left my workshop, that woman had a pitch and she was thrilled with it. But I'm like, how can people take money and not do what they've been paid to do? I don't get that.
That's a part of the other thing that I hear people say as well, is that they don't always get exactly what it is that they want out of coaching. And I think it's really important when you start with a coach that you make it very clear from both sides what the expectations are, so they can be met. And then also, as a coach, if you're a coach and you're listening, you want to make sure that whatever it is that your client wants is taken care of first before you necessarily try to take care of what you think is most important. Because sometimes they have to be, they always have to be given the opportunity to feel like their needs are being met. Because once their needs are met, you'll find them get significantly more comfortable. And then you can kind of, I don't want to say layer on, but then assist them with the very things that are most important to you as a coach.
Well, as a coach and a consultant, I can share with you that I have been accused of something, Thomas.
What's that?
I know you'll find that hard to believe.
Tell me. I want to hear it.
I've been accused of over-delivering.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with that.
And I believe that you need to under-promise and over-deliver, because then you have very happy clients and you get lots of referrals, which is how I usually get my clients.
Yes, I would agree 100%.
Yes. I would agree 100%. So if you're a coach listening, under-promise and over-deliver, and it will help you in every aspect of your life.
Very, very true. So we're going to take a couple minutes here to find our way to Petrea Bullock, who is the lemon law expert in California. She's done some spectacular work with massive insurance companies, the major automotive manufacturers. She's tried 44 cases to verdict, so she's got a resume and experience that most people do not have. If you do go to trial, you want the very best, which is why you want Petrea. She's spent time working for Fortune 500 firms and three major insurance companies. And boy, she gets the job done. That's what we hear about her.
Well, I love it when you can make smart, educated people be a little bit frightened when a short woman walks into the room.
when you get that smart, educated person on your side, absolutely. That's just exactly what you need anytime you're headed to trial, or if you need something done and it's you against the big guys, you definitely want that person to come in there and give you that massive help. Yes.
So big things come in little packages, and can't wait for you to hear how Petrea makes that happen.
Absolutely. So do stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple minutes after you hear from our sponsors on the IMS podcast.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a three-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming three-day epic event experience. And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. Back with Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks today. We've got Petrea Bullock on, who is our lemon law expert from California. Her website is californialemonlawexpert.com. Cindy, I've heard a story about you actually very recently that you were assisting some of your clients with something very similar to a lemon.
Uh-oh.
But it was their own lemon. It was their own reluctance to move to tell their own story. And they wanted to hide a little bit.
Well, you know, people are funny because I know so many superstars, so many people that are so good at what they do, and they're hiding. They are frightened about coming out and sharing who they are, what they can do, and telling their story. Because believe me, everybody not only has one story, but they have many stories.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that 100%.
That's absolutely right.
We've got a really fun story that I want to hear in just a moment from Petrea Bullock. Petrea, we're going to go ahead and bring you on. We want to learn all about what you do for people and how people's lives change when you help them. Petrea, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Thomas, and thank you, Cindy.
Glad to have you on today.
I'm thrilled to be here.
And you know, we're having some fun with the lemon thing.
I see that. There's so many ways to spin that lemonade, making lemonade out of lemons.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's funny. I did a retreat in the last couple of weeks down in Southern California, and where we were had this huge lemon tree. It was like a bush, and I'll bet there were over 100 lemons on that. And of course, I grabbed some for my drive home, and they were perfect. They were absolutely perfect lemons. I'd never seen a lemon that was that beautiful. Because, you know, at the store, they've been battered and beaten and shoved around in boxes and big guys lifting them up to the places they're selling them.
Yeah.
I should send you a photo of these perfect lemons.
Yeah, I might use it in my advertising.
There totally. You go.
Patria, we know you've helped a lot of clients. Tell us a little bit about how you've helped a client very recently.
Well, there's a couple of ways. I had a case where a girl was... The manufacturer offered to buy the car back. And when they do that, they do it because they know the car's a lemon, but then they start lowballing and they give them less money than they're legally entitled to. The manufacturer is always entitled to an offset for the amount of miles that are on the car up to the first defect. And they may choose a different date for that defect than maybe a jury would. And if the customer doesn't know, then they can't stand up for themselves. Other things that the manufacturers will do is they'll put in the releases that there's a confidentiality clause. They can't talk about it to anybody. Well, first of all, that's not legal. I can make sure that the manufacturer doesn't put that in there. And I was able to take this case from the client and handle all this for her. One thing with the confidentiality clauses is the IRS can come back at you and say, well, how much was assigned to that confidentiality clause? How much did you pay for that? And then cause the person to end up having to pay the IRS for the tax on that money because it's not considered the reimbursement part for the car. So there are pitfalls. And so I was able to help her by getting all of her records, proving when her mileage offset should be and that kind of thing.
How was your client when she came to you? Describe her emotional state when she showed up at your office.
You know, people who have defective cars are very upset. They're frustrated. They're angry. They feel helpless. They know that they're in the situation where they're dealing with the law and they don't know what they don't know. Mm-hmm. And so she was so thankful that number one, that I could immediately tell her what she needs to do. And more importantly, I could assure her that she never had to pay anything because under the law in California, the manufacturer has to pay the lawyer. So anybody can get justice in this arena. I also find that people who actually start thinking their car's a lemon, it usually is a lemon because people put up with a lot, taking their car over and over and over to the dealership. And it really only takes a couple of times into the dealership for it actually to be considered a lemon, depending on what the issue is.
Okay. So how did, after you had a chance to work with her, what was her life like after?
Well, first of all, I took over the lion's share of the burden for her. So I started all the communications with the company. So she didn't have to deal with communicating with them anymore.
That must be very freeing.
Very freeing, yes. And I could get them all the records that they needed, and I could make sure she had all the records that she needed. And it just kind of took a big burden off her shoulders.
How many miles were on the car?
This particular car, I think, had about 40,000 miles on it.
Wow, she waited a long time.
Well, you know, that's some of the things, too, is that the lemon law applies when the vehicle is under warranty. So every car comes with two main warranties. They also come with emission warranties, but the two main warranties is a basic warranty that covers bumper to bumper. And that's usually 3 years, 36,000 or 4 years, 50,000, depending on the manufacturer. Each manufacturer is different. And then there's the powertrain warranty that's longer than that. If the car has a problem that is, say, could be life-threatening, like your brake's going out, two times in the shop, they don't fix it, that's a lemon. If it's something else that's not life-threatening, but something that affects the use, the value, or the safety to the individual, and use could be just that she can't use it because it's in the shop, or you know, multiple. It's based on what the person feels. It affects their use, value, or safety to them. Then four times in the shop and they can't fix it, it's a lemon. And also, if during the warranty period, either warranties, that car is in the shop for a total of 30 days, that's a lemon. And if you have a lemon, you can choose to make the manufacturer buy it back. You can choose to have the manufacturer replace it, or sometimes they'll do cash and keep. They'll give you money and allow you to keep the car. There's all different kinds of options that are available under the what's called the Song-Beverly Consumer Warranty Act, more commonly known as the Lemon Law.
Cool. So if they decide they're going to take the car and give you another car, do they give you a new car if you bought it new and it turned out to be a lemon?
Yes. Yes. They would replace it with a comparable vehicle.
And very nice.
If they buy it back, you get all of your money back, including your interest, all taxes and fees, your registration costs, any out-of-pocket expenses that are related to the defect, such as a loaner car, a rental car that you had to pay for, a tow truck. You also, they get an offset for, like I said, the miles on the car up until the very first time it had the defect issue. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you get all your money back. You can't get back things like window tinting or your non-manufacturer that you paid for, which right. I always want people to think about when they go to buy a car. You really need these non-manufacturer items, because if it does turn out to be a lemon, you don't get those back.
Right. So what did you get for the lady that you helped? What did she end up with her 40,000 mile car?
Oh, they bought her car back. And on that case, I was able to show that the defect actually happened in the first year, which means that it was an implied warranty. And if you can show that there's multiple different kinds of breaches, the express warranty and the implied warranty. The implied warranty lasts for a year from the date you buy the car. And if it happens during that period, there is no mileage offset. And this so they didn't take a mileage offset. So it's, you know, there's things you can do to negotiate these things. So it's important that you have a lawyer, and especially since the manufacturer has to pay that person for you.
Well, who knew all this? This is fascinating. Did you know any of this, Thomas?
No, a lot of this I was completely unaware of. Yeah, I have never had this issue, but I've certainly heard of it, but I didn't know any of this.
Yeah. I actually personally had a lemon, and it was before I was in the lemon law. It was when I was doing insurance defense litigation for the big insurance companies. And we got so fed up with it, we just took it down to CarMax and sold it and bought a different car. But then we lost money, because I could have made them buy it back and give us all of our money we spent. And so I feel very fortunate to be in a position where I can now educate the public. And there are very few people up here in Northern California, lawyers, who do what I do. And certainly they don't have the experience and training that I have.
Was it your experience of actually having a lemon that led you into this?
Partly, but I ended up working for an attorney local defending manufacturers, two major manufacturers here in Roseville and one or up north and then one in Southern California.
And so you've actually had both sides of the deal. Yes. To understand the thinking for both parties.
Right. And I saw when I was defending the manufacturers how many lemons there really are out there.
And, wow.
So I decided that, you know, I need to help the consumer, because I didn't feel comfortable defending the manufacturers in these cases.
Well, helping the big guy win sometimes doesn't feel very good, does it?
No, it doesn't.
We want to thank you for making the move across the aisle, because it's really important, because consumers don't always have the most massive voice or the biggest advocates to help them. So when we get someone who has experience on the other side and who knows what to look for and what to say, that makes a huge difference. We really appreciate that. That's cool.
Thank you. I think that they listen to me because they know what kind of experience I have. They know what I can do in court. They know what I can do in front of a jury. And they listen to me when I call and say I have a case that they need to pay attention to.
So it sounds like you have a double-edged sword. That might be a good marketing with the lemon for you.
A double-edged sword, hitting both sides of the lemon.
Exactly, like one of those guys from China that deals with, what are they called with the sword?
Yeah.
Samurai.
Samurai sword there, yeah.
You're the lemon law samurai expert.
I like that.
I do too, that's great.
Great visual. So how many states are you able to work in? Are you only in California, or do you have ability to work in other states?
I am a California lawyer. I'm only licensed in the state of California, and so therefore I can only handle California cases. There are other states have lemon law lemon laws, and I'm sure there are lawyers local that handle those, but it's not the same as the California law. Each state has their own law, and California has probably the toughest, most consumer-friendly it's called the Song Beverly Consumer Warranty Act. And so it applies to all different things that consumers buy. I specialize in automobiles because that's the biggest ticket thing that people, you know, have to deal with. And it's the area where I feel like I can be the most beneficial, but I'm always happy to take phone calls and help people out and just guide them on what their rights are and let them, you know, deal with the manufacturers on other things, say a television. You know.
So Thomas is going to take us out of this segment and then we will return with you in just a little bit.
Excellent. Yeah, if you want to stick around, we're going to hear a few words from our sponsors. If you want to learn more about what Cindy is up to, you can check her out at businessperformancespecialist.com. If you want to learn more about what Petraea is up to, CaliforniaLemonLawExpert.com is where you can find her and all of her wonderful information. And please stay tuned. Just a couple minutes. We'll be right back with the Imagine More Success podcast.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's iconquality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. We've got Petraea Bullock on today, who is our California Lemon Law expert. Petraea, welcome back. I know you've got an amazing story you wanted to share with us about someone you've helped recently.
Yes, thank you. Well, I met a young lady at a networking group who came up to me and said, "Wow, I wish I knew you, you know, 6 months ago, because I have a lemon and I couldn't find a lawyer local. And so I found a lawyer." There's some law firms who handle this all over the country. And so she got a lawyer in Chicago or New York. And the company was buying her, the manufacturer was buying her vehicle back. In the end, the attorney wanted her to, well, partly pay for the fees, which I don't think that shouldn't be happening. No lawyer should be asking the client to pay any part of the fees. So I helped her by telling her what her rights are and how she can, you know, renegotiate that issue. But also when it came right down to it, the manufacturer has to pay off the loan as well. Well, she turned in her car, and then when she turned in the car, her loan was still outstanding. And that's supposed to. And she kept having to make payments, and she said she kept waiting for them to pay off the loan. So she called me, and I said, "Okay, don't worry about making the payments. Protect your credit. Make those payments because they do have to pay off the loan, and they will. But this is what you need to do." She kept saying, "Oh," I said, "call your lawyer." She said, "I kept calling the lawyer, and they wouldn't call me back." And so I gave her the direct number to the people at the manufacturer. I'm not going to name the particular manufacturer at this time, but and so she emailed that person because I happen to have a list of all the emails. And the next morning they said, "Oh, your check is on the way." And so now she's that next day they said, "Okay, we got the check has been sent." She called the lender had the check, and then they're reimbursing her the overpayments that she made. And so it all worked out. You know, one thing about me is that I answer my own phone. I feel like when a client calls me and they have a question about whether their car's a lemon, I can ask them five questions and say, "Yes, I think you have a lemon," or "Not yet, but maybe you will in the end if the issues persist." And I like to be able to give my clients that right up front, not a gatekeeper where they have to answer a bunch of questions. They just talk to me.
Well, I have something that you can share with our listeners on my current vehicle.
Okay.
I bought a new car last April, and it's the third car of this type of car I've had, and they all three were new when I bought them. And it started making this weird noise. Every time I'd hit bumps, it would be like this weird noise. And so I took it in, and you know how guys are sometimes when you're trying to explain a problem with the car, They look at you like you're an idiot. and I don't hear anything. I'm like, what? So, you know, I'm not somebody to be told no to. So I said, I wasn't even going to deal with this guy. I said, I want to talk to the boss, the head of your entire maintenance department. So he went with me on a drive and he heard it. So I don't know the difference between him and his people, but, and he kind of had an idea of what it was. So that told me they know about this problem.
Yes.
If he knew what he thought it was. So I had a trip to go on and he said, I need your car for a couple of days. I said, well, you can have it this amount of time because I won't return for my trip until then. And so they fixed it. And now it's been probably months later, it's back.
Okay.
So then I took a trip to Tahoe in October and didn't realize the snow was going to be there in October. And so went to take the car out. It was not even that cold. It was 30 something. And my brake started squealing. I think I had at that time 900 miles on the car with squealing brakes.
Wow.
So I said, I'm not driving this car down this 7,000 foot mountain without somebody looking at the brakes.
Yes, absolutely.
So I took it to a dealer about 30 miles away, South Tahoe. And they said there was nothing wrong with it. So then I come home and then it got down to 40 in Northern California. And I heard the same thing. It sounds like an alien ship taking off. Now, I don't want to tell you the look on the guy's face when I explained that one, but that's what it sounded like, you know? And, you know, when you hit a brake and it sounds like that high-pitched weird noise. And so I haven't, this is just recent, so I haven't taken it back yet. I think the kids think that I'm there to flirt with somebody because they made a comment last time I was there. I've been there so many times at the shop. And I said, you know, I'm a little old for that stuff. So not that.
No.
No flirting going on here. Just looking to fix my car.
There you go. I have a few pieces of advice for anybody. Okay. In your situation, first of all, when you have a noise or anything like that, that is what they call intermittent, that you can't always hear or only you hear it, record it, videotape it or record it. So you have evidence. That goes a long way to end up in court. It also goes a long way to convincing the manufacturer that they have a problem. The other thing is that the law requires that you allow the manufacturer a reasonable number of opportunities to fix the defect. What is reasonable depends on who you talk to, but a minimum of 2 times you give them to try to fix something.
Well, I'm on my second time now.
There you go. So beyond that, you know, depending on what it is, it could be unreasonable that you have to keep taking it back that many times. And once it's unreasonable, it's a lemon. The other thing is that what the law says is they get a certain number of attempts. When you take it into the dealership and you tell them of a problem and they don't find that, it was still an attempt. They still had an opportunity, even if they didn't fix anything. That's what the law says. So that's still an attempt, even though they didn't find anything. So you want to take your cars in early and often to make sure that you have documentation, because when it comes down to proving a case like this, it's all about going back and getting those dealer records. Because by law, the dealer has to write exactly what you say you're complaining about. Then they have to give it to the tech and the tech has to answer that question and say, did they find anything? What did they find? What codes did they find? And what did they do to either repair it or they didn't, or it wasn't verified and they didn't do anything.
Well, actually I had them check the brakes on my 10,000 mile, servicing. So actually the brakes have been checked twice and nobody found anything, but yet I still have this noise I've never heard on 2 other cars that were brand new, never had either of those issues.
Well, I would record it and have it video so that you can see you're in your car, you can see what you're doing, and at the same time you're listening to that noise. And if you can prove that noise is there, it's their problem if they can't figure it out.
I'll just hook up my Zoom and they can see me driving.
That GoPro camera is going to be coming really handy.
Yes. Hey, Dan, our producer can produce a show while I'm driving my car.
waiting for the alien noise to show up.
There you go.
Autonomous car.
Exactly. Fun. Yeah, well, those are great tips. Great tips.
You know, the thing is, too, that there's so much technology in cars now. And so a certain percentage of them just don't work. And so there are a lot of lemons out there.
There's a lot of potential points of failure in a modern car, significantly more than obviously an older car, because the amount of technology has really expanded. And so, you know, there's everything's communicating with everything else. It's not, everything's really integrated. So you never know what might be causing a problem here, there.
Yep.
It's the whole technology age, because everything, you can't even see how it works anymore.
Yeah. Well, and they're expensive and people expect that they work. You don't buy a car and expect to have it in the shop.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Or even talk to somebody about weird noises, right?
Yeah. Oh, I've seen cases bought back where the only issues were noises. I actually tried a case for a large manufacturer and lost in the defense of that case for the manufacturer, because the jury believed the plaintiff, who said that his, you know, there were certain wind noises and certain things, and it was a high-end car, luxury car, and the jury just found it unacceptable.
Well, yeah, because I'm sure that was almost six figures for some of these cars when you put all the bells and whistles on them, right?
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, the cost of a normal size home in Midwest, or you can drive a car. So,
you know, my car is the price of a home in Midwest. My girlfriend bought a car for what I pay, or bought a house for what I paid for my car.
Oh. Exactly.
Oh, there's another little piece of information too, that if the person offers the manufacturer, or tells the manufacturer that they believe their vehicle is a lemon, and they ask the manufacturer to buy it back. If the manufacturer says, yes, we'll buy it back, they can still call me and I can still represent them to negotiate and protect their rights. But if the manufacturer says no to them and they had a chance to do the right thing, and then I take the case and we go to trial, there's a potential that the jury could give them 2 times the value of their car, in addition to the value of their car, in what's called civil penalties, because the manufacturer didn't do the right thing when they had a chance. And wow. I've seen this happen many times.
Wow.
They should know better by now.
Yeah. But you know what? I think what they do is they have so many people calling, and people will call and they don't know the law, and the manufacturer says, no, we reviewed your file and it's not a lemon, so we're not going to buy it back. And a certain percentage of people just walk away and take that at face value. They don't talk to a lawyer. They don't know their rights. And so the manufacturer ends up winning, because there's only a couple that maybe will bother to go the next step.
Well, thank goodness we have lawyers like you who can protect people who don't know how to protect themselves, because cars today are very pricey. And I think sometimes people get in a hurry when they're making those cars. So Thomas is going to take us out, and we will make sure we promote your website for you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, Petrea, thank you so much for spending some time with us today and giving us some really tremendous information on taking care of ourselves and finding someone like you who's an expert to help us when it comes to needing an advocate for some of the products that we buy. CaliforniaLemonLawExpert.com is where you can find Petrea. We definitely recommend that you check her out. And please stick around. You're going to hear from our sponsors in just a couple minutes, and we'll be right back in just a couple minutes with the Imagine More Success podcast. Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, we just heard from Patria Bullock. We learned so much, at least I did. We learned so much about lemon law and about defective vehicles. And what really stuck out to me was how much advocacy you really need as a consumer when you find yourself with a defective product.
Well, you know, Thomas, it's not very often when I talk to somebody that I know absolutely nothing about their business.
Right.
I didn't have any idea of all the great tips that she shared that are our rights. And so I'm hopeful that people who need to hear what she had to share can get all that great information and how to find her when they need her, because that's, you know, that's golden when you need somebody to help you with such a big ticket item.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the cost, obviously, which is massive. Typically, what is it? The second biggest item that a person will purchase will be a vehicle. And obviously, it's also a very complicated machine. It's not something that's very simple. And trying to not just diagnose what may be wrong with it, but also have some resolution to your problem can seem overwhelming, I'm sure.
Well, the best part is the consumer doesn't even have to pay Patria's fee. That's the best part.
Yeah. So why wouldn't you take all the burden off of yourself and allow someone who is an expert in that field to really take over for you and make it happen?
Well, that is absolutely the thing to do. And I just am so thrilled that I invited her to come and talk with us because, you just don't know this kind of fantastic information until you need it. And then like the guests that are the woman that she described that went to an attorney that really wasn't treating her as they should have and actually charged her money they shouldn't have.
You know, this is something that I had a conversation with a friend of mine very recently, in that he says anytime you spend money with anything, he means any product, any person, anytime that you spend money on something, you are actually saying that you trust that company, that product, and the person who is standing behind that company. He said that money is really a measurement of trust given. And, you know, it seems really simple to think that way, but I hadn't heard it put that eloquently.
That is so true. And most people have some sort of a guarantee. But the trick is that every guarantee has the fine print, especially with a big ticket item.
Yes. And also the guarantee is only as good as sometimes how it's held up in a court of law, or the willingness of the manufacturer or the person that's selling it to honor that guarantee.
Or how smart your attorney is.
Or how smart, boy, doesn't that make things a lot easier? Just hire somebody who's really smart to do all the hard work.
Oh, that's, and isn't it true? It's all in who you know, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really glad she was on today because it really opened my eyes, like I said, not just to the idea of cars, but anything that you're purchasing, how important it is to make sure that you're getting the value out of it because you deserve it, because you put your trust, your money into a person, product, and thing.
Yes, absolutely. And she really needs to give her business card to every attorney in the state, because this is a very specialized field that, unless you know both sides of the story, that our new samurai attorney friend knows.
Right. I can just imagine those little Ginsu commercials where they're chopping the vegetables really fast. She throw a lemon in there, and that's just part of her little advertisement.
Yes, I think she should really go there. But I'm fascinated by what I did not know today.
Yeah, me too. And that leads me right to, I want to just share a quote from your book, Insights from an Intuitive. When you stop taking what others say and do personally, you let yourself off the hook. Get unhooked. And
isn't Patria somebody that can get you unhooked off of that lemon car?
It was really interesting when she was talking about how her clients were receiving phone calls from the manufacturers, from, you know, people that are hired to call you and to ask questions and give you updates. You know, I think it's really easy to feel the weight of the world on your shoulders when you're dealing with massive corporations, you're dealing with this thing that you bought that costs so much, that has such a massive effect on your daily lifestyle and routine, especially if you live in a place where you have to drive everywhere, you know, nothing's within walking distance. It's kind of your lifeline to everything.
Exactly right. And you know, when you have someone in your hip pocket that knows the ins and outs of what it is you're facing, you really don't have to worry about what other companies or people say and do and take it personally, do you?
No, you really don't. And that's when you can really let go of a lot of the, and this applies, I think, to coaching as well. When you let go of a lot of the personal things that are involved between you and doing the best job that you can do or doing things as well as you can actually move a lot more quickly. You talk about that a lot with removing emotional baggage.
Yes. I think that's
part of it.
The most underestimated part of life that is not talked about very often. And as you know, I talk about it all the time because every person I've ever worked with has it. And unless you can deal with it, it's going to be stuck right there on you.
Yeah, very, very true.
Absolutely. And so Patria had a beautiful quote I'd like to share today. Where the needs of the world and your talents cross, there lies your vocation. Aristotle.
Wow.
Isn't that a good one?
You know what? I don't think I've ever heard that. And that's really funny because it's absolutely true.
Well, and for a coach, that's like perfect.
Yeah.
Think about it.
And you know what? Well, for the coach and for the person who's being coached, because I think a lot of entrepreneurs, when they're just starting out, number one, they don't know even what all of their talents are. And sometimes just by getting started, they start to discover and also understand the benefit or the value, really, of what their talents are. And then they start to find that as they promote their talents, guess what? There's people out there who actually need these things.
I think you're speaking from personal experience, Thomas.
That's very true. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny. I'm serious. All these random things that I've learned over the years, I didn't know that anyone else actually needed any help with them or would want.
Yeah, well, you're just such a talented guy. You know, you've got so much to offer to people. So I'm excited to see your website expand.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of work there for sure.
A lot of good stuff to come.
Yes. And Cindy, I'm excited to hear a little bit about what you have chosen for us today for an angel card.
Yes.
You know, I really like this part?
Why?
I like this part because it's another kind of outside perspective. And it's kind of, instead of like zoning in on these very specific things that we're talking about during the podcast, kind of take a massive step backwards and take a look at the bigger picture. I really like that.
Well, you know, I'm all about the forest for the trees and seeing the big picture. And that's why I love our quotes and I love our angel cards, because it really does kind of pull it all together, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's great to have a bigger and wider perspective.
And guess what the angel card is for Petrea's segment?
Tell me. I don't know. What is it?
It's justice.
Justice. Beautiful.
Is that not perfect?
That is.
This card comes to you because you're trying to make a decision. The angels guide you to wise and carefully considered decisions with fairness extended toward everyone involved, including yourself. If you can't be objective in this matter, seek out someone who can act as an arbitrator. This card also means a decision will be made in your favor if you're currently in a legal dispute. It will turn out positively for you. You just need the samurai.
Did you put that last part in there about the samurai, or was that on the...
I did. Okay. I did. Did you not love that?
I love it. That's very cool.
Yes.
Caught me off guard for sure.
Perfect card for today's podcast.
Yeah, you really need... We always talk about this. You know, you need some expert advice in some of these places where you need expert advice. I mean, the places where there are professional degrees specifically for very specific issues, you need to find the expert to help you.
Well, and I think it goes beyond the perfect degree, because there are a lot of attorneys out there, but not every attorney has the experience that Petrea has on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, that is very unique. Very, very unique.
So specific experience and training and credentials.
Yes, absolutely. And if you want to find out more about Petrea, again, CaliforniaLemonLawExpert.com. Definitely check her out if you need any assistance. She, like she said, she's the one answering the phone. So when you talk to someone there at her at her office, you're going to be talking to her. You're going to be speaking directly to the expert. And we love that. And that really moves us right into next week's guest, Dr. Patrick Porter. I know you love him, don't you, Cindy?
Oh, my God. I love the brain.
I know. He's awesome. So we're excited to have him on. He's an author, entrepreneur, motivational speaker. He's at least 10 other things. He's the founder, creator of BrainTap, which is one of the coolest technologies out there for really helping to activate your brain's peak potential. He utilizes binaural beats, sound waves, light waves, as well as meditations to help you do all sorts of amazing things like increase your energy, reduce unwanted habits and behaviors, enhance your productivity, your memory, your focus, and your creativity, and just improve your overall quality of life. Now, who doesn't want to know more about this guy?
He is a rock star. And then the other thing is, if you know anyone who has any kind of a brain disorder or illness like dementia or Alzheimer's or anything like that, you're definitely going to want to hear from Dr. Porter because he has things that help with that.
And as an entrepreneur, you know, you're typically overloaded with stress. He'd say typically, but often overloaded with stress. So you may have some brain fog, some negative mind chatter that may be holding you back. This is a part of his expertise as well in eliminating that. Certainly everyone needs more energy and also finding the ability to relax, having some healthy sleep habits. These are all things, not just from BrainTap, but from the mind of Dr. Porter, who is going to tell us all about how to accomplish these things in our next show.
Exciting.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it. Got some great things coming up. We had a great show today. Cindy, thank you so much for being here today. It was a pleasure being on with you.
You too, Thomas. You know what? We just really rock it when we get a guest on here and we can just pick their brains, don't we?
Love it. It's really, really fun. And we hope you'll come and join us next week for Dr. Patrick Porter on the Imagine More Success podcast.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience. Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. and I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow Sign Up for a Free Trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.